After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this is the manner in which he showed himself. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two of his other disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going a fishing." They said to him, "We will also go with you." They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught any fish?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find fish." They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he threw on his fisher's coat around him, for he was naked, and did jump himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with all the fishes. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring of the fish which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took bread and gave them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?" Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus said to Simon Peter again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Jesus said to Simon Peter a third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because Jesus said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say to you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked to what place you would. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you and carry you to what place you would not." This Jesus spoke, signifying by what death Peter should glorify God. And when Jesus had spoken this, he said to Peter, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning about, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at the supper, and said, Lord, which is he that shall betray you? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said to him, If I will that he tarry till I return, what is that to you? You follow me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus did not say to Peter, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I return, what is that to you? This is that disciple which testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the whole world itself could not contain the books that should be written. So be it. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Have a good day.